You're listening to Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. And you're with me, Mike, in the morning, getting ready for another illuminating conversation, talking about your eyes. Yeah, I mean, how are your eyes doing at the moment with the changing of the seasons? Well, today we're talking about an issue that affects tons and tons of people, particularly here on the North Coast. We've got lots of irritants in the air. And if your eyes are scratchy at the moment, well, you might be a candidate for dry eye syndrome. But hey, what do I know? I've got an expert in the house who really knows her way around an eye exam. And your local optometrist from Torga Optical, Bolito Junction, Sarisha Hariprasad, is back with us in the house once again. Sarisha, how are you today?
Good morning, Mike. I'm well. It's always a pleasure to be back at Life and Style Radio.
Hey, we love having you here, and you always bring tons of free information for us. Today, we're talking about this issue, dry eye syndrome. And I suppose the obvious question to start with would be, what causes dry eye?
So dry eye syndrome occurs when the tear production process is disrupted. This can happen for lots of reasons, including hormone changes, side effects of medication. Obviously, hormone changes play a large role in dry eye, especially in women. Hormones and the nervous system are intrinsically involved in tear production. Age is another common cause, as everyone produces fewer tears as they age. Did you know that?
I did not, but I do now.
Additionally, environmental factors such as weather exposure, reading, and computer use can cause dry eye syndrome. There is something associated now with dry eye syndrome known as CVS, computer vision syndrome.
Wow.
We tend to blink less when we stare at our computer screen, drying out the ocular surface.
Holy moly. So it's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Too much screen time could be the root cause of what's drying out your eyeballs at the moment. What are the typical symptoms that one should look out for?
So dry eye syndrome tends to affect both eyes at the same time. Symptoms can range from grittiness in the eyes to blurred vision and, ironically, watery eyes, stinging or burning sensations, redness, tired eyes, or sensitivity to light. One of the most irritating symptoms is the feeling that something is constantly in your eye.
That could drive you mad. I could totally appreciate that.
A lot of patients come in and say, I'm experiencing it towards the end of the day. And that's because of the digital stare.
Sure.
You know, we never realize that we tend to actually blink less when we're looking at our computer screen, drying out the ocular surface.
This is incredible. So obviously it's an issue that we are encountering more and more as we become more and more digitally dependent. And just looking at those symptoms, I mean, it's a huge, a really wide range of potential symptoms. How do I know if I am at risk of dry eye, if I'm a prime candidate? I mean, obviously the screen time, that's one thing, right? Mm.
So women are more likely to experience dry eye syndrome than men.
Really?
Additionally, individuals over the age of 50 are far more likely to experience it than younger people. Some experts believe that often overlooked risk factor is diet.
Okay.
Consuming too few foods rich in vitamin A and omega-3s can have negative effects on your eye. Wearing soft contact lenses may also cause issues, as does having a job that has a lot of computer usage, as we've explained, the digital stare as well.
This is the thing. So when should I see an optometrist if I have identified that, okay, I've got the dreaded dry eye?
So dry eye isn't a serious condition. So immediate medical care is generally not required.
Okay.
However, if the symptoms are prolonged, persistent, or affecting your quality of life, an optometrist will provide solutions for this. So, you know, we do a full comprehensive eye examination, and generally you can pick it up just by doing your comprehensive eye examination by the case history as to the symptoms the patient is experiencing. And that will allow us to say, okay, there's signs of it before we even test for it.
So there you go. Another reason why it's a smart idea to get yourself a proper eye examination. And are there any other advisable methods of preventing dry eye syndrome?
So it may be possible to curb the symptoms of dry eye syndrome by identifying under what circumstances your eyes are drying out or you're experiencing those symptoms.
Mm.
One of the main things you can do are logical, and that's Through various other factors. So one of the best ways to prevent dry eye is to take breaks if you are using your smartphone or computer.
Okay. Like right? Consciously take a break.
Take a break. Protective eyewear such as sunglasses may also help curb the symptoms by blocking wind particles and sunlight as well, which could also accelerate your dry eye syndrome as well.
Okay. What are the treatments for dry eye?
Almost all of the treatments for dry eye consist of drops, gels, and ointments. Most eye drops or artificial tears are available from a pharmacy without a prescription. Alternatively, if the condition is severe, an ophthalmologist might prescribe anti-inflammatory treatments. So when we do this eye test or the tear function test, we actually test for different levels of dry eye syndrome, be it mild, moderate, severe, or very severe. And based on that, we are able to prescribe a drop within the category of which dry eye syndrome you have.
Okay, and how do you optometrists actually get that diagnosis?
There are two different tests that I would do. It's called a Schirmer test, where the optom places blotting strips under the eyelids to look to see how wet it actually becomes. And the other one I test with a special dye, and most people notice the orange dye during the eye test, where we test to see the quality of the tear film as well. So it's just not about tears. It's more into it. Symptoms can generally be managed with drops or similar treatments. In most cases, dry eye can affect vision and therefore quality of life. Therefore, we grade it. Right, to tell you, you know, if it's starting to affect your quality of life, let's start treating aggressively with an eye drop. In terms of it being serious, it's not a medical emergency.
Okay. And then can it be cured?
Dry eye is a progressive and chronic condition that cannot be cured.
Oh, no. Right? But it can be managed.
It can be managed.
Okay.
I always say let's maintain the wetting agent on your eye, then have it dry out and let it progressively get worse.
And is it true that dry eye symptoms seem to be more severe in the winter than in the warmer spring and summer months? Or is that just a misconception?
No, dry eyes are most commonly caused from an individual not being able to produce healthy tears.
Okay.
It is not affected by the change of seasons. However, many people may feel more symptoms during allergy season.
Ah, okay. So
right? Or warmer months when there are dry air conditions.
So there you go.
It's air-conditioned environment.
It's not the weather per se, but there are some environmental factors that you might encounter at some times in the year.
Yes. Okay. It's good that you asked the question, because a lot of people actually ask me that. Is it more common at different times of the year? It would only vary with you having allergies. That's it.
Okay. Now, you mentioned overly watery eyes can be a telltale sign. I've got a friend whose eyes are frequently overly watery. It looks like they're crying sometimes. That isn't dry eye, is it?
It actually is a big indicator of dry eye syndrome, right? So weepy eyes are definitely an indicator of dry eye syndrome. When our tears don't have enough lubrication or mucus, they wash away from the eye like water on a feather.
Okay.
Hence, it waters more because there's not enough moisture or mucus in your tear makeup. Our body's response to this is to keep flooding the eye with more tears to keep it from drying out. But it's actually like water. It's not mucus.
Okay.
So your tears are mixed with watery substance and a mucus substance. Now, when there's no mucus, it's watery. Therefore, it's washing out. So the correct treatment for this is to introduce a more oil and mucus back into the tear system to prevent it from being too watery.
Okay, high quality tears, that's what you want.
Yes.
Not that watered down stuff.
No.
And lastly, do you have any recommendations, final tips for people to help them avoid dry eye issues?
Yeah, I think consistent eye breaks for those who work on a computer for more than 4 hours a day is good practice. Mm-hmm. And these breaks should be taken every 20 minutes, taking time away from the screen for at least 20 seconds. And it is vital that people have an annual eye examination, even if they don't wear glasses, because the health of the eye is imperative. Mm-hmm. And our eyes are precious, and it's important that they are well taken care of.
Couldn't agree with you more. And you're hearing it from your optometrist, Sarisha Hariprasad from Torga Optical, Ballito Junction. And now that you've heard her telling you all of that amazing stuff, you can trust. She knows what she's talking about. Sarisha, for anyone looking to get in touch with you and your team and to book themselves a proper eye examination to sort out their dry eyes or any other eye issues, or just to get themselves some sexy new eyewear, what's the smartest way to reach out and get in touch?
So you can call the store. It's Torgau Optical, Balito Junction, and it's 032-946-1416 or 1417. You can reach out to us on Facebook. It's Torgau Optical, Balito. You can reach out to me on Instagram. It's Sarisha Hari Prasad Optom. Or you can email us, balito@torgauoptical.co.za, and we will surely get back to you.
It doesn't matter which one of those. You'll come right in the end. You'll find the person you're looking for. And she is right here on the radio with me, Sarisha Hari Prasad, franchisee and optometrist at Torgau Optical, Balito Junction. Sarisha, thanks for another cool chat right here on Radio Life and Style. Looking forward to talking more eye health really soon. What do you say?
Wonderful. Absolute pleasure.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Your local station, live from the heart of Balito.